NEPA process that we would do. In summary, we're looking at this to as part of the U.S. HEU minimization objective of trying to get HEU out of civil use, and that could potentially be used for illicit purposes. The work that would be done has been done to date, and the work that would be done would be funded by Germany, and that's how we've discussed that with them. And we view that the public involvement process is an important component in DOE's decision-making process. And if I may make a couple comments on that as well, the NEPA process is only one input. It does not mean that once we complete the NEPA process, that would be the decision-making process that we would say, okay, we would either accept this or not accept this. That is just part of the consideration. There are other considerations that would have to be considered. Certainly, we'd have to also get agreement with the government of Germany if this is something they want to pursue. And so that is only part of the decision-making process. And so we are really using the NEPA process to give you a status of where we are in this evaluation stage and moving forward to this project. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Questions?
You want to go first?
Claude. What is the timeline you think would be to do all this EA business?
Well, that is difficult to predict. I can only say what we estimate. Right now we're looking about 9 months to maybe a year to prepare the EA, but that's certainly dependent on the amount of input that we get from the public, and also it also is dependent on the ongoing scale-up work, because we need to get some of the results from that testing to help provide input into our assumptions right now at this point of how much waste will we generate, what type of waste would be generated. So, but we're thinking maybe a year, but that's really that would just be a best guess at this point. It could take longer or shorter.
Well, I just now, what would happen if we didn't get this done in time? What would happen to that fuel if it was sitting over in Germany and the lease was up on the storage area?
Well, and that's really a going to be a decision by the German government. They have their own urgency within their own country to determine what they need to do. We are trying to support their schedule, but it's not necessarily my opinion. It's not necessarily our schedule. We have to comply with what we're required to do, and we will do that in a manner that is consistent with that. So to the extent that we could support the German schedule, we will do that. But at the same time, we have to comply with what we need to do.
Do we consider the German government custody of this fuel a risk for proliferation if they kept it?
We consider HEU that is out with not just with Germany, but with out in any countries, particularly U.S. origin HEU, as something as part of our objective that we would like to work with our international partners to take that back and as part of our HEU minimization effort.
All over the world, everybody?
The U.S. origin HEU, that we would like to do that in partnership with the countries, yes.
Thank you.
If I may say also, one of the things that we're looking at is that, and this certainly is still under discussion, is that when I mentioned that the German government is paying for the research on this, and the other thing that we are in early discussions right now is that we recognize the budget challenges that we have in this country, and including the Savannah River site. And one of the things that we're in discussions with the German government, and I think we've also made it clear to them, is that that we would like for them to pay for the cost, not only to develop this, but to disposition this. Now, what that cost will be, that's something that's to be developed, and is that something that they can do? Because we feel that as partners, that this is something that I think that our partners could also share in the liability for disposition of this material. So that's something that we have discussed with them, and while no decision has been made, I mean, they are very aware of that as well.
Good afternoon. Appreciate you being here. And how do you pronounce your last name?
It's DeLeon.
DeLeon. Okay. Appreciate you being here again, Mr. DeLeon. I have several questions. First, you stated in response to Captain Cross's question that we need to comply with what we need to do. What did you mean by we have to comply with what?
All our, for example, the question that I was asked was how long would our NEPA take? And the Germans have conveyed that they have a time schedule, and we don't know how long necessarily the NEPA process would take. We're going to comply with the NEPA Act and follow the process that is required for us to do that, and however long that takes is what we will do. And whether that ends up complying with the German timetable or not, then so be it. But we will comply with that. I mean, that's one example. I also mentioned the even though this cask, for example, is licensed for transport in Germany, we are also reviewing that to make sure that it would also meet our requirements here for transport. So basically, all the DOE regulations and requirements that are applicable, we will comply with that.
All right, I'm looking at page 3 of the PowerPoint, and at the top, and this is the background page, and at the top it says that the U.S. policy is to reduce the amount of HEU available in the world, thus eliminating the potential for the material to be used for improvised nuclear device, etc. Is that policy a law that requires us to do that, or is that a Department of Energy policy, or is it a national security policy? I mean, who established the policy? Is that something that Congress has established? President? What is that?
I can only comment to the DOE policy. It certainly it's outside my on what Congress said, but I know the Department of Energy has been repatriating U.S. origin HEU, and that has been ongoing for many decades now to return that for safe storage and to, as stated in there, to convert that material so that it could no longer be used for illicit uses.
Now, okay, so this has been, this type of this policy has been in place for many decades. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And there are other nations that have sent this type of material back to the United States. Is that right?
Yes, sir. When I say this type of material, U.S. origin HEU, it's been in different forms. Like we have received a lot of spent nuclear fuel from many countries, and that are in storage right now at the Savannah River site.
So SRS is storing this type of material currently that's been sent there from other nations over the last miscellaneous years.
Yes, sir.
And that material has not been disposed of. Is that correct?
We are in the process. Our plan is by the end of this year. Right now at the H Canyon facility, we are completing our current campaign of processing potentially vulnerable spent fuel for extended storage. And as soon as that campaign is completed, we are planning to process this fuel starting this year. So also we back in March of last year, we issued a amended record of decision to basically state that we would process some of this fuel for that.
When you say this fuel, are you talking about the material that you said has been coming from other nations for the last several decades?
Yes, sir.
So why hasn't that been processed before now?
Sure.
Why don't you switch over there? Yeah, I think only one's going to... No, I guess the light doesn't work here. This is Pat McGuire with DOE. We've been doing a variety of different programs. What we've been concentrating on prior is we've had unirradiated spent nuclear fuel at the Savannah River site that we had, and we processed that basically to reduce the load on the liquid waste system. We process unirradiated fuel. We don't have the fission products, and therefore we did not have to transfer that to the liquid waste, understanding there's a large risk in the liquid waste system. So over the past several years, we were concentrating on processing the unirradiated fuel in H Canyon. We were also awaiting, as Gary said earlier, the NEPA decision on processing the spent nuclear fuel. We recently received that decision to process up to that 1,000 bundles and 200 HIFR cores. So two things, we're concentrating on other material. Second, we're awaiting that NEPA decision. And so we are in the position now of starting processing that spent nuclear fuel, and we'll start that by the end of this fiscal year and then continue that for the next several years until we get that 1,000 bundles processed and moved out of L area. That allows us to continue to support the nonproliferation objectives that the department has. And it's also a presidential initiative, and I believe there are treaties that we have with other countries, but we'll get that, the formal agreements, policies, and things like that too. So that'll enable us to begin probably a 3 or 4 year campaign, basically processing that material as quick as we're able to at the high efficiency within the canyon systems. Then we would await another NEPA decision to continue to support processing that spent nuclear fuel. It also could be of U.S. origin that we have. We've been receiving material from the high flux isotope reactor in Tennessee, from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology reactor, and the University of Missouri reactor. So we're receiving both foreign and domestic spent nuclear fuel, and we will process in a recipe to make sure that we can meet our obligations with the Tennessee Valley Authority to provide them the low enriched uranium to fabricate into fuel. So depending upon what the recipe is, we may process a little bit of domestic as well as foreign. So it's more of a chemistry recipe on the number of foreign fuel assemblies we'll process as well as domestic. So
how, and I appreciate Pat, you're providing this input. Help me understand as a public official, what I'm hearing, and maybe I misunderstood this, but it sounds to me like there has been this type of material, highly enriched uranium, that has been coming to the Savannah River site for decades, and it's been in storage, and we haven't done anything to put it down the disposition path, and now we're talking about bringing in more material from Germany, and we're looking at what the disposition path for that will be. And I know that, I imagine that some of the people that are here in this room today and people that couldn't be here today have a lot of concerns about more highly enriched uranium coming to the Savannah River site and sitting without a disposition path. And what I'm hearing from y'all is that we've done this in the past, and the stuff has sat for decades. And here we are talking about bringing in more stuff, and we haven't started trying to get rid of what we already have. Is that fair to say, or am I mischaracterizing what the accurate truth is about this stuff?
I would say that's accurate. Okay, very quick answer. However, one thing that would be different if we, if a decision was made to receive this material, is that the funding would be available and the NEPA decision would be if, would have been completed. As I said earlier, that one of the reasons we did not process the fuel earlier, we were awaiting a NEPA decision to process that 1,000 bundles or 200 IFR cores. So if this process, once the NEPA is done, whether it results in a finding of no significant impact, or if an EIS is needed, we would go through that process. And so at the end of this, before the material was sent here, we would have had the NEPA action decision-making process complete. So that was one area why we didn't start earlier on the material we've received over the last several decades. The second part is funding. We would expect, and again, no decision has been made, that the German government would provide the U.S. government the money in advance to have it maybe in an escrow account, maybe in some form, such that it is available when that material is received. It's not a promise from the German government that in 3 years, 4 years, we'll give you whatever amount of money is needed. It's a, it's expected to be provided in advance. Now again, we haven't made any decision. We don't have any agreement with Germany that that would be done, but that's our expectation, that we would not, we would resolve that obstacle in advance, because we do know of the troubles and challenges we've had in the past. So those are the two main things. And so if a decision's been made, there is some a little bit higher level of confidence that we would move through the process.
Well, in the past, when another nation has sent U.S. origin HEU back to the United States, did that nation or nations provide funding to dispose of the material at the time that they sent it back?
Yeah, we do, and it was published in the Federal Register, where we there is a fee associated with the receipt of that fuel, but that fee only partially funds the necessary amount of funding that's needed to disposition that material.
So where is that money? Is that money just gone? So is it fair to say that we've accepted stuff in the past, been paid a fee to dispose of it by the nation we accepted it from, yet we still haven't disposed of it, and we don't have the money that they gave us to dispose of it? Is that...
Well, the fee was not sufficient for ultimate disposition of the fuel. It's mainly for the receipt and management costs of the fuel. And so that's one of the things that we are trying to change at this point, was that we wanted to make sure that we have, if a decision is made to move forward with this pebble bed fuel from Germany, that we would request the necessary funds and have that available up front, so that we would be able to disposition this. Because right now the current fee policy that was established by the DOE was only to help offset the total cost for disposal.
So you're saying that there will be a new fee policy in place for this particular batch of HEU from Germany?
That is our approach and expectations with the Germans.
And what is the motivation from the German government to pay the United States to dispose of this stuff?
There are several things. One is they don't have the capability and expertise that we have here at the Savannah River site. I mean, what would be required is not, we have the H Canyon facility, and they do not have that. We also have the supporting facilities that is at the Savannah River site that the German government does not have. So it's just an infrastructure that they do not have to deal with this. I mean, they recognize it's going to be very costly. We don't have an amount. They have an idea of how much it costs to run the Savannah River site.
Okay, let me stop you there. If we don't have an amount for how much it's going to cost to dispose of it, then how do we know how much to tell them that we need to dispose of it?
That is something that we are in the process of developing. As we do the scale-up work, first we have to understand, okay, can we do this in a large scale? Like, for example, if we set our goal that we can do the carbon digestion in 3 years, we know how much that would cost. But we don't know if we can do it in that. If it's going to take 5 years, that would be a different cost, much higher cost versus 3 years. We also are making assumptions right now of how much waste, for example, the salt stone vaults, we're assuming that it might create this much waste, and we would also be charging them for that cost.
Now, when will we know the cost?
About a year from now, we hope to have a better definition of what the cost will be.
All right, now let me stop you there. About a year from now, we'll know the cost, but did you just answer Captain Cross and say that we would make a decision about whether to accept it within 9 months?
Oh, no, sir.
I misunderstand?
Sir, let me clarify my statement. What I said was that we hope that maybe the NEPA process, we estimate that maybe 9 months, 12 months, that would be completed. And that's an estimate. But the NEPA process, once that's completed, is not a decision by the Department of Energy. That's just a completion, and that provides input into the decision-making process. So we're not necessarily the 9 months we, you know, just because the NEPA is completed does not mean that we would necessarily agree to accept this fuel.
So what do you think the timeline is on when a final decision will be made as to whether or not to accept the fuel, and we'll know how much it's going to cost and how much they're going to pay to do that, and the public would be informed about that?
Well, number one, I mean, it would not be sooner than when the NEPA is completed.
Or when is that?
We estimate about 9 to 12 months from now when that would be completed. The work that is ongoing right now, the technical work to see whether or not how we can do this on a production scale, and the amount of waste that would be generated, and the processes and the capabilities that would be needed and used at the Savannah River site, we would have a better definition of that around about a year from now as well. And we will certainly better understand the our assumptions and our uncertainties. Mm-hmm. So about a year from now, we hope to have better information. Whether or not that information is sufficient for us to make a decision, that's something that's still to be determined.
Now, will the public be able to provide comments a year from now, once we have more information as to what the true costs are going to be and what all this other stuff that you said that we really won't know for another 9 or 12 months?
Once we have some of the work done as part of the draft environmental assessment, that we would provide another opportunity for public involvement, and certainly any other venues that we could have this dialogue that we're having, we certainly would welcome that.
So a year from now would be July of 2015, and the German government has a deadline, as this PowerPoint says, they have an urgency to de-inventory the fuel by June of 2016. So if we have all the information within a year from now, then what's the timeline after that for when a decision would ultimately be made about whether to send the stuff here or not?
Well, it would certainly, you know, until all that information is available, and the other part would be the cost, whether or not this is something that, you know, if we say, okay, the cost would be X amount, and if that's something that the German government says, okay, that they are willing to provide the funding, then it could be sometime after that. I wouldn't be able to venture, you know, how soon that could be. And then also, depending on, you know, the amount of shipments, and right now there's about 152 casks where they have, where they would like to de-inventory that material by. That really is a matter of how many casks you can put on a ship and transport for disposition. And, you know, you could potentially transport 16 casks per ship. And so that would require 10 shipments. Part of our assumption was that, okay, maybe if we look at shipping every 6 weeks, we might be able to de-inventory that in about a year. So that is something that we have to continue to refine, you know, better understand the technical issues, also the logistical issues, and then there's the environmental impacts, and also the funding issues, and as well as concerns by the public.
Okay, now let me ask you about the public again. I haven't, maybe I misunderstood you earlier, but this was in your beginning presentation. I wrote down that you were getting public input, but I also wrote down a comment that you did not have to get public input. Did I misunderstand that?
Under the NEPA Policy Act, when we prepare an environmental assessment, it's not necessarily required that we have a public comment period for that. And I will defer. I mean, we have our NEPA compliance officer. If I'm mistaken, you can correct me. But what we've done is that we wanted to seek out public input, and so we did have a public comment period couple weeks ago, and also we are planning to have another one as well.
I know there was one a couple weeks ago in North Augusta. When will be the next one?
That hasn't been determined yet. It would be maybe late this summer, early fall. We haven't determined that. It really depends on once we issue the draft, based on the work that's being done right now. As we analyze environmental impacts, we will be issuing a draft, and we will provide a sufficient notice for getting input, because the notice was basically saying here's kind of what we're considering right now. We're seeking input and incorporate that into the draft environmental assessment, and once we issue the draft, then we will then provide sufficient time for public comment and input as well.
Now what about when you know the cost? Is DOE, I mean, let's assume that you know what the costs are, but the German government's only willing to front half of it. Is there already a decision in place as to what, in other words, will U.S. taxpayers be on the hook for part of this?
In our discussions was that our expectation would be a full cost recovery, because we do recognize the budget challenges that we have at the site right now, and that's what we have conveyed to the Germans.
Now, do you factor in the potential that it could take you longer to dispose of it than 3 years when you negotiate the price with the German government?
Yes, That is under consideration as well, that we have to have I'll call contingencies in how we structure the contract, is that we have clearly conveyed to the Germans that this process is being developed by our national lab, the Savannah River National Lab, is a first of a kind. No one has done this before, and then we have to take that into account, that if there are, I'll call it, issues that come up in processing, that we would have to take that into account as well.
All right, you got some more questions? No. Can I keep, or can I?
Let me just ask a couple of questions,
okay.
And then I'll come back to you. Tom's brought up some good points. NEPA doesn't exactly fit some of the concerns that we have. So what other components will go into DOE's decision process, and where will the public have opportunities? For instance, I am concerned that German money will go in the U.S. Treasury and we will never see it again. I am not concerned about the technical capabilities of SRNL figuring this out and H Canyon getting it done. I am very concerned about bringing it here and having it languish because we didn't get around to it, or the money is gone, or something. So, in the NEPA, or someplace in this decision process, I would like there to be a place where the public can express their concerns about the schedule, about a guarantee to the state that this is actually going to happen when you have said it's going to happen, and that the money is actually going to come pasted to those casks and sit in storage with it and not go in the Treasury and be used for something else. How do we communicate those kinds of concerns and get them addressed?
Well, first let me say that we do share your concern about the funding, about the availability of funding that is being available, and we are considering avenues, as Pat alluded to. How can we, assuming we agree on the price dollar amount with the Germans, and one thing we convey to them also is that this is not something that's going to be anywhere near the current fee policy or a fixed price, because we there are some uncertainties and unknowns, but we are looking at ways, and this is something that really is not, and it's not my expertise in terms of financing, but we are looking at ways, and we're working with our budget folks on looking at ways so that we could have the money set aside that it is for this project, and also more importantly, that this is not something that is going to take place of money that's needed for other missions at the site, that this is specifically for that. And so that is something that's also very important. And as far as we clearly heard the messages.